This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Preparation, but ultimately you got to go out there and play the game, and until we do that, I mean, talk's cheap. One of these days you're gonna break your glass. Don't bring me down.
No. Ooh, electric light. Oh, ooh.
This one of the best one. This one of the best one.
Don't bring me down.
Wendy's Big Show, you know, on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 12 the AM, and the free radio.com app.
I'm going to have to pull a Leroy's Brother card on this one.
Why? That's a nice song.
Because that's something you say to me. But anyway.
You went to Wisconsin. Yeah, I went to Florida State.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to talk about good friends over at Pella
Windows. Yes, Pella Windows and Doors. Gina's going to be up at the Packer game this weekend, so you'll say hi to her.
Yeah, she is, guys. You know my good friends Gina Della over at Pella Windows and Doors. I mean, they got... Listen, I love the Experience Center, guys. You guys got to go check out the Experience Center on Blue Mound Road. Is that right over there behind Cops over there, Billy? I
think just a little bit adjacent.
Over there. Go check them out today, guys. You can go over and see, feel, and touch what you want to buy. You know, sometimes when guys they got that big book and they got all these swatches and stuff. But the Pella Windows and Doors, they have the Experience Center, guys. They got things rolled out. It's life-size. It's not just like these little doors that are made up. Life-size windows and doors where you can go in and check out and see what you want to see and how you want to see it, guys. They have over 150 design patents from the Between Glass Blinds and the 2019 award-winning roll screen that practically disappears out of view, guys. An installation can be done as little as one day. I know about it because they came over and did my sliding glass door and an egress window in just a half a day. So go check them out today at Pella Windows and Doors. And my good friend Gina Della, she told me to tell you guys, listen, this coming Sunday, she's going to be at the Pella tailgate party at 2018 Ridge Road. And if you want to stop in and say hello to her, you're most, I guess you're encouraged.
Oh, yeah, encouraged. You encouraged. Go on and say hi.
Gina Dell, she'll be up in Green Bay. Check her out at 2018 Ridge Road and stop by and say hello. And tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors that Gary and Leroy said that you came to check her out.
Yeah, take a
I think they put in solid days of work of preparation, but ultimately you got to go out there and play the game. And until we do that, I mean... Yeah, talks cheap.
I want to keep it clean.
He sounds more and more like a coach now.
I want to keep it clean.
He does. He does sound more and more like a football coach, doesn't he?
Well, he didn't sound like that in the beginning.
No, he definitely sounds different.
He's trying to feel his way around. I mean, this is his first. This is a dream to be a head coach and run a franchise with a Hall of Fame coach and the best fan base. And I mean, it's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts.
And Mike Clemens is up there hearing all of it. PaysBig.com, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, is Mike Clemens, our green and gold reporter. Mike, how would you verify what the difference in Matt LaFleur's demeanor with the media has sounded like since he took over the job?
Well, this week, you know, he's cracking the whip a little bit, and no more of this 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon walkthrough. We went back to practice yesterday, and practice outdoors. He says that the Ray Nitschke field doesn't actually have enough room to do the entire practice. So they'll do the individual drills and some of the work inside the Hudson Center. But all the football, the scrimmaging, the team scrimmaging, some of the special team stuff, they're doing outside on the grass at Ray Nitschke in the cold, where it's, you know, 26 degrees here. And the forecast for Sunday is mostly cloudy, maybe a high of 36, but the winds could pick up. So they want them to feel like it. Can I ask you guys, Big Show, something?
Yeah, ask her something. I
can't get over why Aaron Rodgers is not under center in these games, the last two or three games. Doesn't that just take a whole section out of this Shanahan offense away when the quarterback is up under center and they and on first and second down, you're running plays with the misdirection and how that builds when he later drops back into shotgun. Why isn't he under center hardly at all these games?
Hey, that's a good question, Mike. Since day one, I started kind of an internal poll. What percentage is he under the center this year and in the shotgun? The shotgun gives him more control of the protection, audibles, and things of that nature. But again, you're really eliminating your play action. And then I would also think there's only a few runs that you can run out of the shotgun.
That's right. You're exposed. You're standing there and you're handing it to him. And then you can do jet sweeps. You can do the inside handoff. You can flip the ball to a guy that lined up, you know, in back of the tackle. And then those are all good. But, you know, if you're looking for help on first and second down, why don't you start, and when you're on the road, why don't you start with the quarterback over center so everybody can hear the signals a little bit. But he's also been on the report for the last 3 weeks with a knee.
Mm-hmm. That's where I think some of it would come into and being able to try to limit some of that extra push that you got to put on that and just give him a cleaner way to try to get rid of the ball. But as we didn't see in L.A., Mike, them getting the ball out quickly and just giving the touches to other guys, did he kind of double down, and it felt like he did yesterday, about saying he wasn't trying to call anybody out and back-talking himself a little bit?
Well, yeah. So, like, you know, I mean, they came out absolutely flat in the first half. Mental mistakes with the three false starts and his own delay of game and this kind of stuff, like three possessions. And then after the game, he says, you know, I think that maybe we could have spent the last 48 hours leading up to the game a little more wisely. And so we asked him to expand on that.
It was such a different feeling. You know, we just didn't have that normal juice. I just felt like, you know, maybe we gotta rest more guys on the day off or whatever. We just look at what we did on those 2 days and make sure that, you know, we were feeling super energetic on game day. You know, I'm not calling anybody specifically out. I was just saying that there was obviously something, you know, that threw us off a little bit energetically, and we just got to fix that for our next trip.
And Mike, if they don't bring the juice, I know they're talking about their next trip against San Francisco, but that game is not going to have the same juice unless you come out here and take care of business against the backup quarterback and Kyle Allen, but a good Panther team and a defense that can be very opportunistic.
All right, now the whole offense is based on Christian McCaffrey, and North Turner's doing an outstanding job of getting runs for him. McCaffrey gashes it between the tackles, by the way. That's where he gets a lot of his runs. And then they play action fake that, or they bring him out of the back and they dump the ball off to him, and he, you know, runs for 20 or 30 yards as well. And then he'll chip away, and then he'll have these 60-yard runs. But Kyle Allen, this just in, you know, Cam Newton, I saw the first couple of those games, just the mental mistakes that Cam was making, still this tremendous athlete, but, you know, not taking advantage. His defense would give him the ball, take away the ball from the opponent in the red zone, and then he'd end up like having a fumble and give the ball back to an opponent, and they'd go ahead and get the score. So, I mean, I don't know where Cam Newton's head is at. Kyle Allen's 23 years old, and I had this great story. I ran into I've got this one physician who's a Big Show listener. You know, when I first met him, are you the Mike Clemens of this Packers for Big Show? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me he's going to the Carolina game, and he said, yeah, and he says I interned at Freightard. And he said, one of my friends there, her nephew is the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. And I said, that's great. I said, because you know what? I was listening to his press conference earlier in the week. And Kyle Allen, quarterback, outstanding high school player, recruited by a bunch of schools, including the Wisconsin Badgers. And he told me that Ohio State wanted him bad. And he says he couldn't do that to his relatives, his aunt and uncle back in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. So that's why he chose Texas A&M. Then they later went to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And Panthers picked him up undrafted. And so Kyle Allen asked this question this week in a press conference.
Talk about the challenge of going back on the road to Green Bay, where it's supposed to be snowing and high 32 degrees and all, and just playing up there.
It's exciting, man. My family grew up in Wisconsin and Milwaukee, and I grew up watching Green Bay games, so to be able to play in Green Bay and against a great team who's playing really well right now, it's going to be an awesome challenge. We're excited for it, but we got to watch this tape, see what it is, and I know we're excited.
there's got to be a little bit of wide-eyed, bushy-tail feel to that, but also this dude has stepped up and played really well when they've needed him to, and he's no slouch. He can move the ball around.
You know, it's not just dink and dunk. I mean, North Turner will set him up. You know, those two receivers he's got, you know, DJ Moore on the one side, they're okay guys.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis is, but every once in a while, when they keep feeding McCaffrey, they'll take a shot, and the kid can, you know, throw one down.
And those guys can move. My Curtis Samuel and DJ Moore, some of the fastest receivers in this league, no doubt about it.
Yeah. So they're not like at the top of the list for receptions. But every once in a while, if you're not paying attention, Norv will gash you, you know, with a deep one, and guys will start playing up. Special teams, you know.
The block punt is so frustrating.
Well, here's one thing. Look how healthy the Packers are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a special teams coordinator, that's one thing that really stresses the guys, because he's got to keep bringing up practice squad guys and all that. But he's had the same – we're in week 9 now, and where's the identity of this team? They don't have a returner, you know, really. Trey Smith is back at it. So, and then you have this blocked punt the other day, which he said, they overloaded the one side. We didn't pick it up. He also said that Hunter Bradley, the long snapper, was slow in the operation. Hello. And that's why that ball got blocked. They're, you know, not doing that good on the returns. And so he said, I kind of thought that going into the Chargers game, we could be a little more daring on some of our coverages.
We were going to be more aggressive last week and stuff. I mean, it just, you know, the one opportunity, like I said, it didn't present itself. I mean, I'd had a probably more aggressive return called, and then, you know, there's some yardage, and then it just, you know, got more to midfield. I mean, where you look at where fakes happen at and things like that, I mean, the closer you get to midfield, there's a little, people are going to be more aggressive on the punt team and those kind of things. So, again, it's, there's no one besides our core and myself and our coaches want to get this thing going more than us, you know what I mean? So, but it's one of those deals where at the end of the day, and you've heard me say it before, complimentary football. I mean, I don't want to be so aggressive that all of a sudden you get a fake run on you and they keep a drive going in a close game and you're like, why did you do that? You didn't need to do that and stuff. So, you know, for me, it starts with me being a rookie coordinator and stuff, and we'll those opportunities as it gets colder and those kind of things, I think they'll present themselves.
Mike, and I think if you look at more so than ever in this game with their head coach, special teams got to be on alert because you know they may try something stupid.
They went for fourth down.
Yeah, I mean,
twice.
What is he? What do they call him? Riverboat gambler?
Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
Out of the Chicago Bears. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I wanted to talk about those Panthers, too.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
What's interesting about this is they give up more than 5 yards per carry. Their run defense is not really good either.
Yeah, no. Gary brought that up.
But, you know, they've got like 34 sacks. And as opposed to Green Bay, where Pettine has been getting Preston or Zadarius to blitz on third down and a total of 16 sacks, these dudes have got 34 sacks between seven different guys. Seven different guys have got 3 sacks or more. So it's coming from every angle. And Luke Kuechly is so smart, you know, in the middle linebacker. Pettine said this guy, he'll even look out to the wide receiver, get a read on him, and then start moving guys around to anticipate what the play is going to be if it's something that he saw. Now, people talking about Blake Martinez. Well, the guy's number one in the league in tackles, but it's not like he's, you know, headed to the Pro Bowl. I mean, there's runs that he's missing right up the middle. Mike Pettine said today he would rather cover the pass than the run at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
He said something a couple of weeks ago. He says, it's easier to fly to Miami than to walk to Miami. And that's where the Super Bowl is this year.
No doubt.
But you talk about, like, Kenny Clark. He's been a little bit banged up. Kenny Clark is grading out 90% or better in all these games. But in this year, more teams are strategizing for Kenny Clark. They know he's more of a factor. Mm-hmm. So Mike Pettine talked about Blake Martinez should be getting all these tackles, because if Dean Lowry, who's not had a great year, if these guys are getting double teamed, then that's ways that Blake Martinez can step up.
You know, we tell our D linemen, keep your double teams to yourself. We like to occupy two guys. We always feel like if one of our guys can occupy two of theirs, you know, a lot of times defending the run is all about the math at the point of attack. So if it's our one versus their two, now we're free behind him to go make a play. A lot of it is Blake should make a lot of tackles. That's just the nature of the position that he's playing. But I think Blake's very, very hard on himself, perfectionist, wants to get everything right. Overall, he said, some long stretches where he's played really well, and there's been a handful of times where, you know, I'm sure there's some plays he'd want back.
Should there be more game-changing type plays, forced fumbles, sacks, interceptions?
We don't tell guys to chase those plays. You know, if they come to you, they come to you. But I think he does a good job with, you know, when he tackles, he's tackling at the level of the football. You know, he's the second guy in. He's punching at it. I don't ever want guys to feel like they have to come out of structure. Oh, I need to make a big play. That's, you know, I'm supposed to do that. Like, you do it within the framework of your job, and you know, that's how we want it done.
And that's really tough to try to force guys to do something that they're uncomfortable with. But Aaron Jones, you would think, being a Texas guy, would be uncomfortable playing in the snow, right, Mike?
Yeah, and I asked him about that, and if there's any snowball fights in these practices out in the cold. But we asked him, do you mind the cold?
I was out there with no sleeves today, so I'm cool with it. The colder, the better. I don't think those guys are practicing in anything like this, so colder, the better.
Snowball fights tonight?
With some after practice. Ask Montrevious when y'all get done. He got hit in the face pretty hard. It was hilarious.
Did you throw it?
No, JK threw it. JK.
The putter's got an arm.
Takes down a defensive tackle.
JK has a cannon.
I'm not sure that's the smartest move in the world. Though,
all right, he hears you. I think he's coming over to us. Tell us that story.
You let a punter snowball your face?
You want to talk about it? No, really good. He was like mid sentence talking to me and turning, and as he's doing it, JK just pegged him like he ate snow. Ate snow.
Like, what kind of distance are we talking? Is it like
Know in the parking lot how when we come over there, the he's on one side, we're on the other side, and we're kind of like ducked behind some cars because there's being snowballs being thrown from everywhere. That thing was hilarious.
Did you get him back?
Did he tell y'all how I got him though?
No, you love that. You
let
that run the story out.
So I drive him over, right? I guess we're laughing at him. But we're getting out the car. I pull out the helmet from the back seat and snow all on top of the car. Next thing I know, he's just wiping. I just feel a chunk hit my head and my shoulder. From JK getting him, he was a little salty, but.
Well, punter's got an arm. Snow, maybe they can use that as a fake.
I hope that snow wasn't yellow.
Mike, you were right about the Chargers game. What do you got for this week in the Panthers?
I haven't decided yet. It's too
perfect.
Close to call. Honest. I think it's too close to call.
It's going
to
be a great game, Mike. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Big Show.
That's Mike Clemens, courtesy of Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. Paysbig.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.